If you go back over this text, it's chapter 5. It follows the healing of the paralytic man at the pool of Bethsaida. That's what this, and so they're accusing him for breaking the Sabbath. And he invokes four witnesses. You see? You sent emissaries to John, and he testified on my behalf. He was a burning and shining lamp. And for a while, you were content to rejoice in his life. We got a prophet among us. Look at that, see? But then when he started telling the truth, see, and he confronted Herod, he was killed. Second witness, the works that the Father gave me. These works testify that the Father has sent me. And then the Father himself is bearing testimony. And finally, the scriptures. All of these bear witness to me. And if you will hear them, you will come to me. Now, you'd say, why do we need this? You know, we're all believers. Well, you know, 10% believers, you know, maybe 15% believers. Have we given our whole life to Jesus? Do we really know who he is? You know, is he the depth of our spirit, the depth of our heart? Is he the preoccupation of our soul? Have we really listened to his witness? You see? What's the problem? How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from the only God? Wouldn't it be great to have God the Father say, I praise you, you're doing a beautiful job, you honor my Son, you preach his gospel, you're obedient to my Spirit? Wouldn't it be nice to hear that? See, that's the only praise that matters. And he says, you see, that seek the praise that comes from the only God. And then the final challenge, son, Moses, another witness, you see. Do not think I will accuse you before the Father. The one who will accuse you is Moses, in whom you have placed your hope. If you had believed Moses, instead of just thinking, well, he's a great man, and he gave us this great legal system, which is a beautiful thing. As it developed over the centuries, it was inspired by the Holy Spirit all along. And along with the law code of Hammurabi, for instance, one of the great treasures of the Middle East. If you had believed Moses, you would have believed me. If your heart is open to the word of my Father, then when I come, and when I come to your life, and when I come to visit you, you'll believe me. You see? The Lord says there in John 14, you see, the one who keeps my word is the one who loves me. And I will love that person. And my Father will love that person. And I will come and show myself to him. So if we want to get from point A to point B, we have to listen and obey the word of Jesus. Tons of them here in the Bible. But there's a lot right here. He will speak to us. If any man loves me, he will keep my commandments. And my Father will love him. And I will come to him and show myself to him. Now you see how the church is starting to move us into another kind of understanding of the passion and resurrection. And so, my friends, we start a new era. The prophecies are that it will be good, but it will be it will end good. This Pope may face some real problems. He may be killed, actually. Not right away, but and the church may move to Jerusalem, all in our lifetime, move back. Well, I thought Rome was no, Rome is the second head of the church, because the Jews drove us out of Jerusalem. But there's going to come a time, probably in our lifetime, when the church will be back in Jerusalem and the Jews will be believing in Jesus. We live in very exciting times. But there are also difficult times. And that's why a text like this is saying, look, if you love me, just do what I tell you. I can take care of the rest. Just listen to me. Some things are big. If you're in sin, he's telling us, get out. Some seem to be small. Get reconciled with your cousin Joe. Call him up. Get reconciled. Do it. Any man loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him. And I will love him, and I will show myself to him. Best way to get to know Jesus is to do what he tells you.